Well, one lesson of this pandemic is that we need to know a lot more about viruses that have the potential to jump from animals to humans. One research project here is focused on the black swan, but apparently it's particularly susceptible to bird flu, which hasn't infected many humans, but when it does, it's deadly. For the first time, researchers have sequenced the black swan genome, hoping it'll help avoid Australia becoming the source of a future pandemic. Gavin Coote reports.
Not long before bats in China became the apparent source of COVID-19, scientists had begun looking at the virus-carrying potential of a different winged animal, much closer to home.
We've taken black swans and we've sequenced not only the first ever swan genome, but the first ever black swan genome.
Dr. Kirsty Short is a University of Queensland virologist who's been looking at viral infections that can jump from animals to humans.
Because obviously, as we know with COVID, these are of a lot of relevance to human health. So we were particularly interested in what's called highly pathogenic avian influenza, but most people call this bird flu. And what's really interesting about bird flu is that different birds display different susceptibility to it. So swans are often regarded as a little bit of a sentinel species for this virus. So it's obvious, you know, swan's a big animal, so it's very obvious when a swan is sick. But what we know from experimental studies is that whilst white swans become a little bit sick when they're infected with this virus, black swans are hypersusceptible and they can die within 24 hours of infection.
Dr. Kirsty Short hopes by mapping the genome of this highly susceptible animal, they'll be able to better understand its immune response and prevent viruses from spilling over into humans.
And that's really important because with this particular strain of bird flu, there haven't been too many human infections, probably about 800 to date. But when they are, they're associated with a 50 to 60% mortality rate. And that's in healthy individuals. So it's a pretty scary thought.
Of course, COVID, that animal to human transmission occurred in China. But is there that possibility the future pandemic could be as a result of animal to human transmission here in Australia?
Yeah, look. Really, animal-to-human transmission can theoretically happen anywhere in the world. The only caveat to that is that Australia is very lucky in that we don't have a lot of endemic viruses. So our very strict quarantine and biosecurity and the fact that we're an island protects us from a lot of these infections. But theoretically, this jump of viruses from animals to humans can happen in any country.
Graeme Burgess is an adjunct professor of microbiology and immunology at James Cook University. While not too concerned black swans could be the source of a future pandemic, he argues there's every likelihood it could come from some form of animal-to-human contact in Australia.
We've had examples of this in the past in that the Hendra virus has been transmitted from bats to horses and then to humans. The mortality rate in humans is relatively high and the transmission so far has been very, very limited. But that may be different for some of the infections in the future. We've had another one in New South Wales at a place called Menangle where there was a bat virus that was able to be transmitted to pigs, and some of the piggery workers did become infected. So these are real.
There's renewed concern this week that domestic animals could be a source of infection after a pet cat in the UK tested positive with COVID-19. Graeme Burgess points to evidence showing cats are more likely to be infected than dogs, as are ferrets.
The cat is probably the top of the list, but the number of infections there are probably pretty low and the transmissibility is probably low.
As for the black swan, its genome is now publicly available on a database, something the University of Queensland's Kirsty Short hopes will have a range of spin-offs.
There's really a push towards open scientific communication, and that's actually been excellent throughout COVID, because at the end of the day, when we talk about viral pandemics, it affects one country, it affects the whole world. So we need to really start thinking about this on a global scale.
University of Queensland virologist Kirsty Short, Gavin Coote, our reporter there.